Tombstone had a graveyard man.
Just 22. Welcome to Sunglasses After Classes on WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio,
Eastern Pennsylvania.
We're here. Oh, dang.
We're here with, as usual, the Aviator and DJ Rybands, and we have Spence Daddy in our midst today. He will probably be giving us maybe some color commentary when we take a Pokemon gym, or giving us some song requests. We will probably end up hearing some Boy Pablo later. And I don't know, we can talk about some other things. Probably talk about some Champions League soccer. I know Brand is very, very invested in that.
There's no more games. There are... We have the semifinals coming up.
Yes. When are they?
That's a good question. I know the draw is tomorrow at 7 a.m. Eastern time.
Okay, perfect.
So, I don't know when. They haven't scheduled the games yet because they haven't made the draws. So, we don't know who's playing who yet in the semifinals.
Okay. That's odd to me that there's not an actual bracket to begin with, that they actually then draw from that point.
Well, they sort of make it as they make it as they go. So, there's no initial bracket, but a bracket gets made as they go.
Interesting.
So it's random at each step of the way instead of...
Okay. Those silly Europeans.
Well, it's an attempt to try to make sure so it's not like all the... Because it is an international competition, so they don't want... The whole point of it is so you get matchups that you otherwise wouldn't get. So you don't want like all the English teams in one side or something.
But if you had, like, I know they go pool play, and then they get into basically a bracket at that point. Like, if you set it up like they did for the World Cup, for instance, or...
They do set it up like the World Cup.
Do they do random draw throughout the World Cup?
No, but in the it's like there's a group stage, and then there's a bracket stage.
Right, so I'm just wondering why they don't have a bracket right away for Champions League.
Because it depends who goes through. Like, let's say all the English teams go through. We don't want them all to be in the same bracket. But, like, what if all the English teams get eliminated and we have a bunch of French teams or something? And just so we don't have one bracket with countries, like, teams from just one country. It's, like, an attempt to try and diversify it a little bit.
Okay.
Because you don't know who's going to get through. So, like, at each stage, it's different.
So, it's not random from that point. It's built with preferences in mind. Because if they're going to split up all the English teams, then they're doing it not randomly.
I think it's more...
We will... when we come back from our first for our first talk assembly, we'll have an answer to that. We'll do some research, and then we'll truly...
Well, I know how they do it. I just don't know, like, why.
Oh, okay.
Like, I mean, I know it's to try and ensure randomness and try to get the different teams from different nations more mixed up as opposed to having them all cluster together, but I don't know. I think they do it more for, like, suspense. So, like, you get, like, it's more exciting. Versus, like, in March Madness, like, you got so much happening at one time, like, it would be a lot to have, like, different draws, like, every time you play a game.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? And they come in with rankings. Like, there's no ranking system, per se, after the group stage. They make the original groups based off rankings, but they don't make the brackets. Well, they do make the brackets initially based off how well you do in your groups, but then after that it's random.
Interesting. I mean, I guess it works for them.
So. Yeah, I think it's more suspenseful. Because, like, if you watch, like, the World Cup draw is, like, an event, and they have, like, a bunch of things going on. It's, like, it's not like they just come out with a bracket. It's kind of like the NFL draft. Like, a lot of people watch it. Like, obviously not as many people watch it as watch the actual
people,
World Cup.
People watch the draw.
Yeah, they televise the draw.
Interesting.
Like, obviously, it's not as popular as watching the actual World Cup, but, like, if you can get millions of people watching, which they do, I mean, you can get, that's more revenue for them.
Yeah, it is all about money. And then we'll probably end up talking a little bit about systems as well. Maybe Spencer and I can rattle off some differential equations, tell you about fluid and mechanical systems and electrical systems. But that's pretty boring, so I might not talk about that. But I say we get into our first song and get going and go from there. What do we have lined up?
Good Life by G-Eazy.
Yes, from one of the Fast and Furious movies. Not sure which.
My favorite movies.
Snakeskin shoes, baby.
Raise a cup up for all my day ones. Told me to do things.
Welcome back. Sunglasses After Classes. And we were going to play another song, but I got feedback recently that people like it when we talk more.
Oh, really? Who said that?
Jules.
Oh, Jules. Okay. I wonder if Jules is listening. Jules, if you're listening, please call in.
She's not. She has class in 1 minute. Actually.
She did skip an earlier class.
It's at 1:15, not 12:15.
Okay.
So I'll hit her up, make sure she's listening.
Okay. I did actually just get confirmation that for a certain tournament coming up, we will have medals.
No way.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it's true.
I seriously did not expect that.
I didn't really either. Let's get you a microphone. Special guest star.
Which one?
Okay. I don't know. I don't see anyone.
You know, some of the people who are in this studio do not do the best job taking care of it.
Around.
This is probably great television for you guys to listen to. Television.
Alright, here we go.
Did you find one?
No, I did not find one. But I do not want to have dead space on the air, so here I am
kids
talking.
These days.
Yeah, kids these days. Yeah, so you want to get back to soccer? We could discuss the results of the Masters after we harped on it last week.
Did you watch any of the games that happened?
The soccer? No, I watched the recaps yesterday with Matt. We watched the oh my god. We watched Barca lose that recap.
That was great.
And I didn't realize the whole aggregate tiebreaker scenario, how that ended up 4-4 aggregate, but then who beat Barca? Rome. They won because they had an away goal. That's how it works, right?
Yeah.
It's actually pretty cool.
It's sort of it's a tiebreaker, really. So in the event of a tie, away goals, the team with the most away goals, has wins, and if it's still tied after that, that's when they go into extra time and then penalties.
Yeah, I want to see penalties. I think that is a lot of fun. Does that even go for the eventual championship game?
No. So that rule is in place through the semifinals, and once they get to a final, instead of having one home, one away, they just play one game at a neutral location.
Okay.
And then that can go to extra time and penalties.
So then based on what you said earlier, that neutral site is probably determined at that time as well.
No, it's predetermined.
Really? So it could technically be a home city?
Yes.
Okay.
But it hasn't, because generally they pick places that would not traditionally have a team there.
So where?
Like, for instance, I believe this year it's in Turkey.
Oh, okay. So
if I remember correct, either Turkey or Russia?
Probably Turkey. Russia doesn't even get a team in the championship, do they?
In UEFA, they do.
Okay. I really don't follow enough European soccer. I should get more into it. It's actually really cool. Or V-cool, as the kids say these days.
It's in Kyiv, which is the capital of Ukraine.
Okay.
Yeah, so every European country is allowed to enter a team into Champions League.
Okay.
And there's sort of an algorithm that determines how many teams qualify from each league.
Okay.
So, for instance, the Spanish league traditionally has a lot of really good teams that go really far. So they've determined that the Spanish leagues are stronger, so more teams from the Spanish league qualify than, say, the Russian league or the Turkish league.
So it's kind of like how the House of Representatives works in the U.S.
Yeah, you get more representatives, not necessarily like from states with more, but with better.
Okay.
better teams. And same with the English leagues, it's like top four, but in like the Turkish leagues, it's like top two.
Okay.
Or the Belgian, I think it's also top two.
And they get beat quick?
Usually, yes. So they sort of take into account how tough your league is to sort of determine how you get in, so that way they have teams of equal caliber or closer to. You also can get in if you win Europa League. So there's the UEFA Champions League, which is like the top flight, and they have Europa League, which is one step below that, but also an international league.
Okay.
So let's take the Premier League, which is in England. The top four teams go to Champions League, and then the next, I believe it's three in the Premier League. I could be wrong, but let's say it's three, would go to the Europa League, which is sort of like one notch below Champions League.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then if you win, I believe first and second teams from Europa League automatically qualify for Champions League the next year.
Okay. So it's kind of like how it works in every country with the top league, and then the bottom leagues, and then with relegation and things like that.
No. That's
similar.
A whole...
Similar. About how you can move up from the bottom league by...
But you can't really move down from Champions League. Like, there are some similarities in terms of, like, you can go up if you win. But that's...
Yeah, but if
that's
you,
where I'd stop the similarities.
But if you go it's up, a whole different, somebody else has to go back down.
No one goes back down.
So it just gets bigger.
If you lose in champion... No, they just have spots that are specifically set aside for the people that got, for the teams that got first and second the preceding year.
Okay. Okay.
And then if those teams would also qualify due to like how well they did in the league, then you just take, let's say they're an English team, and an English team has won Europa League, right? So now instead of taking, so Liverpool, let's say Liverpool won Europa League last year, right? And they finished third in their table. So they won Europa League, so they automatically qualify for Champions League. Since in the Premier League you take the top four, Liverpool would not be counted in that top four, so it would then be the top five, which would include Liverpool because they qualify because they won Europa League.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
I do follow that. It's complicated. I guess for a good reason.
Because like you're taking a lot of different leagues. It's not like in football where it's just like one league. You're taking different leagues that have their own cups, their own championships, their own schedules, different number of teams, different ways they function. It's just they're all completely independent of each other.
Okay. As all right, I buy it. I have to get more into it, though. How many teams are in Champions League? 32?
64, I believe.
Really?
Wow. And then they narrow it down.
Okay.
There's lots of different... It actually starts, like, over the summer. And then they start... They play a couple rounds, and then they play in groups, and then they go... Like, some teams have to do a playoff to get in from, like, the lesser leagues. Like, say, the Scottish team, Scottish League, or Belgian team, Belgian League. Like, they might have to do a playoff similar to the NCAA bracket.
Okay.
At that stage.
I'm gonna look it up myself. Do some private research.
It's a grueling process. It's also, if you look at the... That's nothing compared to the World Cup qualification thing. At least for men. For women, it's essentially a 2-week-long tournament that they play, and that's it. That's all their qualifying is. For men, it's like a 2-year-long process where they have to play like... it's like 40-something games.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I didn't realize it was that many.
And then in different countries, they have to play like different number of stages. Yeah, because it takes... It's over so many years. Like, it literally takes 2 years to do the whole qualifying thing.
And it's the tournament's every 4 years, right?
Yeah. And then there's also
it alternates with the Olympics, right? It's like Olympics.
Well, it's not... It does. It just sort of happens to do that. It alternates with the Europa and CONCACAF Cup and the Africa Cup of Nations. So, every other year... Like, in 2 years... They will have the CONCACAF Cup, the CONCACAF Gold Cup, which takes place in all the Americas. So North, South America, like that's the CONCACAF region.
But also in 2 years will be the Olympics again.
Yeah. But they do it more so for, because of the other cups that they have, it just happens to coincide with the Olympics.
Okay.
Because the Olympics is also every 4 years. And so there's also the Euro Cup, which will take place the same year as the CONCACAF. And then there's also the Africa Cup of Nations, and there's also an Asia Cup, which I don't really know or follow.
That's funny. It looks... Yeah, there's a lot of information on the Wikipedia page right here. A lot of random rounds to get.
Yeah, through. And each region has its own qualification procedure. Wow. For instance, in like the United States, there's like this hexagonal knockout stage, and then versus in Europe, there's like this big group thing, and then there's like a tier system, and they all, if you go to the World Cup website, they like break it down for everyone, for every region. Like there's the Europe, there's an Asia region, there's a Oceania region, Africa region, North America, South America.
I'm looking at, I just pulled up the trophy here. Trophy's pretty cool.
What's that for?
That is supposedly the official trophy for the Champions Club.
Oh, yeah, it's Champions League Cup. Okay. I thought that I'm like, that's not the World Cup trophy.
No. Yeah, I'm on Champions League. Yeah. Actually, now that I think about it, I do like the World Cup trophy better. Oh wait, there's prize money too. So winning the final gets you 15.5 million euros. That's a lot of money. But if you come in second, you lose the final, you get 11 million euros. If you win a first qualifying round game, you get 220,000 euros.
I would assume that goes to the team, though.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the players.
It's not individual players. But then I'm sure the players have contracts that get them bonuses for winning. Yeah. Probably distribute a lot of that.
Yeah. It's actually really interesting because there's teams that focus more on Champions League and less on their own leagues back at home. For example, Real Madrid, team with Cristiano Ronaldo. Mm-hmm. They're not doing so well in the Spanish league. I think they're like third, which for them is bad. But they're in the semifinal for Champions League. And like you have, like this past weekend, Ronaldo played a Spanish league game. He got pulled at like halfway through the game. So that way he could be well rested for the Champions League game that took place yesterday.
Yeah, which is definitely more important, especially considering, like you said, they take five teams from their league to get into Champions League. Might as well. So, Brandon, I pulled up some stats here. This has rankings by how many championships each team has won. So, do you know who has won the most championships?
Real Madrid.
And do you know how many?
11.
It's 12. That's okay.
Ooh.
That's okay. I'll forgive you for that one. They have won the past 2 years, but do you know who the second place team is?
Juventus.
No, they...
Is it...
No, they actually fall pretty far down.
Really?
Yeah, so...
Then I would have to say, can I keep guessing who number two is?
Yeah.
I would have to go with Inter Milan.
Yes. They have 7. So it goes, Real Madrid has 12, then Milan has 7, and then it goes down to 5 from there. You want to try for third and fourth? Third and fourth are very recognizable as well.
Barcelona.
Yes.
Bayern Munich.
Yep. Yeah, then it goes... Oh, also Liverpool also has 5 championships.
Yeah, United probably has quite a few. They did very well under Sir Alex Ferguson.
They have 3.
Okay.
1969, 1999, and 2008. They also have 2 runners-up, 2009 and 2011. They were runners-up.
I remember the 2011 one. That was against Barcelona.
And there's quite a few teams. Oh, no. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 teams that have just randomly won one championship. Like Celtic or Celtic? I don't know.
Scottish?
They won in 1967 and came runner-up in 1970 and probably haven't been relevant since.
Actually, they've beaten Barcelona a couple times. They're a good team.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're like number one in the Scottish division.
Here's also, this is unfortunate, I don't want to try and pronounce this, but Atletico Madrid.
Yeah.
They have been runner-up 3 times, but never won. That sucks.
No, it doesn't suck. I don't like Atletico Madrid.
And it's in their 2014 and 2016. They're both for the years they were runner-up.
Yeah. If you go back and watch, I believe it was the 2014 Champions League Cup. That is a very intense game.
Who they lose to?
Real Madrid.
Oh.
they were up 1-0. For the first 93 minutes, and then Real Madrid scored in stoppage time, and then they went into extra time, and Real Madrid scored 3 more goals.
Oh wow, that's crazy! Stoppage time.
It was actually in such an intense, like the last 30 minutes, it was amazing. They only scored 1 goal because the ball was literally like, it was just Real Madrid shot off, near miss, shot off, miraculous save. Like, it was so close. Like, that last 30 minutes was, like, some of the most intense, like, soccer I've ever seen. Just in, like, how close they got to scoring without actually scoring. And, like, how many chances they had.
It's funny that they're both from Madrid. They wouldn't play in the same stadium in the city, would they?
No.
They have 2 separate massive stadiums.
Yeah.
I guess... Chicago has 2, New York has 2, but for European soccer, I expect every city to just have 1 major team.
I mean, some cities are big enough that you have several. Like, London has, like, 4 major teams.
do they?
Yeah, Chelsea, Arsenal, Fulham, I believe Tottenham.
Ugh.
It's just for each area.
I don't see any British flags on this list as far as winning championships.
Champions League?
I'm sorry.
You should see United and Liverpool.
Yeah, I see Liverpool at 5, and then they have the actual English flag. I was looking for the UK flag.
Yeah, because it's an English league. Because that's why there's a Scottish league. I don't think there may be a Welsh team. West Ham, Crystal Palace.
Crystal Palace.
West Ham. Yeah, so there's like 1, 2, 3. So there's about 5 or 6 top flight teams. And of those, I think about 3 are relevant every year. Arsenal, Chelsea, and Tottenham are, I would say, considerably better than the other ones in terms of consistency.
Okay. That's a lot of money flowing around.
Yeah, well, London's a big city. Bigger than New York.
That's true. I remember. All right. Should we hop back into some songs? Take a quick break, come back with something else? We are at 12:30 right now. We've been on the air for 26 minutes. Wow.
Time flies. What are you feeling?
How about? Oh, you have one?
No, I don't.
I kind of want to listen to some AJR. Do they have any non-explicit songs?
Come Hang Out.
No, don't do that one.
Sober Up.
Okay, what's number 2?
Weak.
I like Weak. Yeah.
All right.
Or what's the 4th one?
Location.
No, play Weak. Oh. No, yeah, play Weak.
All right.
Yeah, go with that.
No, thank you. Is what I should have said. I should be in bed, but temptations of trouble on my tongue. Trouble's yet to come. One sip, bad for me. One hit, bad for me. One kiss, bad for me. But I give in so easily, and no thank you is how it should have gone. I should stay strong. Call me after dark. I don't want no part. My habits, they hold me like a grudge. I promise I won't budge. One sip, bad for me. One hit, bad for me. One kiss, bad for me. But I give in so easily, and no thank you is how it should have gone. I should stay strong. For me, one kiss, bad for me, but I give in so easily, and no thank you is how it should have gone. I should stay strong.
I'm weak, and what's wrong with that? Boy, oh boy, I love it when I fall for that.
In.
Welcome back.
Yes. And we are likely going to continue our semi-weekly segment of Pokemon Go Sunglass Stepper Classes Takes the Local Gym. If you'll remember, about, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks ago, we utterly destroyed the team that was there. It was a tag team effort between the two of us, and we just, you know, we were checking the gym. It seems a little weak right now, so we figured we might as well conquer it. I'm currently loading in. Are you already loaded?
I am. I can go now.
I'm not ready. You might as well wait for us. Yeah, Pokemon Go, when it first came out, I definitely played it a lot, I will be honest. And then it did kind of go away as a fad. And for me as well, I was much less interested. But I never deleted the app, and every once in a while I do check just out of curiosity, mostly because I'm bored, and I never end up doing anything with it. But it is quite convenient that there happens to be a gym pretty much underneath or on top of Hoag, right where we are. So, and I know the Aviator has recently re-engaged in the Pokemon Go life.
I have, yeah. So, you ready to go?
Almost.
Well, I just started.
I just earned a medal. Defend gym for 12 hours. Ooh, is it Ghastly nearby? I have to catch that quick. You gotta talk me through what's happening, Brandon.
Well, I'm currently up against a Dolphin with a Vaporeon, and I am destroying it. So, it is super effective.
This gas is really giving me a tough time. Keeps dodging my Pokeballs. There, finally.
Dead.
Talk me through how much of an advantage you have here with CP.
Well, I'm gonna have less of an advantage. But, gonna have to do some subbing out. Because I had my Vaporeon against a Machamp. And I can't have that, so now I have a Noct Owl.
Okay.
So super effective.
All right, I am coming in. Oh, they recommend. What the heck? That is not a good recommendation. This is the team we want.
Got him.
All right, I am coming into battle.
I'm currently up against a Venusaur.
I am starting off with my Vaporeon against the Donphan. Clean type advantage, water over ground. Should help me a lot. Oh, super effective, super effective. Oh, used Rollout.
And I've killed the Venusaur. Easy money.
I've taken down the Donphan. That was a very easy takedown as well. Now it is time for the Machamp. I did survive with more than half health on my Vaporeon. Actually, more than three-quarter health. It's pretty easy.
I mean, I went through and I beat the whole gym, so...
Oh, okay.
I'm going to be...
It just hit me with a dynamic punch. It did a ton of damage. You need to switch out. No, I think I can beat my Vaporeon. Or his Venusaur with my Vaporeon. Oh. Bad news, it appears my Vaporeon has fainted, but my Snorlax is coming in to clean up.
Yeah, I'm just catching a Magikarp right now. I'm going to be going back in. I just healed up all of my Pokemon.
That's right. I will have this clean before you get here.
So I'm about to go back in.
I'm currently, again, fighting the Donphan with my Snorlax named DJ Khaled. And DJ Khaled is really licking the heck out of Don Fan. And that is if a knockout is a complete knockout, the Don Fan is no longer part of this gym. Now here comes my Snorlax against his Machamp. Hyper Beam. Take that. Oh, a one-hit knockout with my Hyper Beam.
Oh, now it's showing that all that is left is the Venusaur.
Yep.
I'm just going to get all of my Fire Pokemon ready.
Don't even bother. Just get ready to put one in. And Hyper Beam. And that is a clean victory.
Oh my goodness, that was quick.
Yeah. Alright, so what do you want me to put into this gym?
I don't know. What should I put in? I'm thinking of putting in my Vaporeon.
Okay.
It's saying my GPS signal is not found.
I'm going to put in my Lapras.
Lapras is water, right?
Yes. Yes. Darn it, I keep accidentally pressing the play button on my computer. What are you going to be entering?
I put in my Aragorn, whatever it's called.
You mean the dragon from the movie Aragorn? Or Aragorn?
No, it's the, you know, an Aaron?
Yeah, Aggron.
Aggron?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, yes, I see it. Apparently my PC ran into a problem and needs to restart. That's weird. I've never had that happen before. All right. I think might as well put on another song. Then we'll come back with one more talking segment, and then we will definitely go and start studying for systems.
Oh.
Huge.
Are you going to do a talking segment about systems?
We can do a quick one if we want, yes. But, yeah, sure. I'll give everybody a quick recap of what systems is. After the next song, though.
Goodness, I'm so low on Pokeballs right now.
Can you play Just Hold On by, I think, Steve Aoki?
You can't. just hold on. Hold on.
And we're back on Sunglasses After Classes. Do a systems update.
Oh, on the spot? Okay.
On the spot.
Spencer, would you like to help me? Okay. So, Brandon. Let me think about this. Brandon, do you know how the suspension on your car works?
Yeah.
Okay. How it absorbs a shock.
Yeah.
It absorbs.
It's like a spring and it goes.
Exactly. Now, we relate that to systems by saying that when you hit a pothole, that's like giving your car a step input in position. Meaning that your car. Oh my god, my computer's really having problems here. Means that your car. Your tire drops immediately. And your car drops immediately as well, but it has springs to absorb that and it has a damping effect. That like dampens out the force that you feel. So you don't immediately, you do immediately feel that drop, but then your springs help catch you and help you respond back to a normal position. And there's such a thing called damping, which slows down the oscillations. Because let's assume that you were in a frictionless environment, your springs, as soon as you take that step input, you hit that bump, your springs bounce up and down forever, but you dampen out and then eventually you settle down and it gives you a comfortable ride. Now that is what we model in systems. We model that relationship between inputs and outputs. It's thrilling stuff. It lends itself more towards robotics than anything.
Speaking of robotics,
mm-hmm.
How do you feel about senior design next year?
Well, I need to get an update from a certain Kristen Cernicioni, but it does not look like it will pan out. Is that what you are getting from her?
Yeah, so it doesn't look like it's going to happen?
I spoke with, we were talking to Rossman yesterday, and she said that she doesn't feel like it really fits the goal of a senior project, and she would rather see us do it as an independent study.
And in that case, what would you be doing for?
We will be on an environmentally focused project.
Oh, with a certain professor whom I've already spoken with.
No, not Co. Stephens. So we did stray away from Co. Stephens' project is focused on, he presented a couple of different ideas. He talked about there's trash collection robots in certain cities, and there is this thing called a, oh my god, I forget what it's called now, but there's a certain fish that has been introduced to environments, that it normally wasn't a part of, and it's a big predator fish, and it ends up killing all the local fish in that area when it should never even be there to begin with. So there's robots that actually go out, seek out these fish, capture them, and then I don't know if they kill them or they just return them to their natural habitat, but things like that. Like, he's focused on environmental problems that humans have caused and trying to fix them. It's an open-ended project.
Do you think that would be open to an interdisciplinary approach?
Not as much so as Professor Coe's project, but it's definitely would be worth having the conversation with him, yeah. It's a 9-person team right now. There's no reason that we couldn't have 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, honestly.
Okay. Do you know who is... I can talk to you more about this later.
Yeah. I don't know his first name, but it's Professor Stephens. Mackey professor. He's in like his second or third year. We can talk later. But that's where we're at right now. We have a pretty solid team, and we'll eventually be meeting, I assume, to discuss the exact focus on what we're going to end up be doing. But that's where we are.
All right. Well, do you have anything else to talk about for for today's show?
No, not really. No. Do you have anything you want to discuss?
No.
Okay.
I was comfortable ending it here.
Okay, that sounds good.
I think it was a successful show.
Yeah, nice little relaxing time. Time to go study some more systems now.
Yeah, I have to study for pretend engineering.
Okay. All right, well, thank you for tuning in to Sunglasses After Classes on 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Again, this is Sunglasses After Classes. Seems like, honestly, we've been doing our show earlier and earlier every week, so, and then I continue to say tune in next week at 2, or at
1,
but I'd say probably tune in at 12 next week, or 12:30.
Maybe stay, keep your hands on your mobile devices and listen for any group messaging notifications that would alert you of an impending show.
Yes, or we don't really update our Facebook page at all, but you could check that too, maybe. All right, and with that, again, thank you for listening.
Classy, Lafayette.
Yes, and thank you to our guest star, Spencer Bologna Cheeks Crackle, and... see you next week.